AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The South Carolina Supreme Court has ruled the state's death penalty is legal. All five justices agreed with at least part of the ruling, opening the door to restart executions in a state that hasn't put an inmate to death since 2011. South Carolina's death penalty now includes a firing squad, as well as lethal injection and the electric chair. But two of the justices said they felt the firing squad was not a legal way to kill an inmate, and one of them felt the electric chair is a cruel and unusual punishment. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is seeking the support of an emerging political force, South Asian and Indian American voters. In an AP interview, Tanbir Chaudhry with They See Blue New York says many Americans and South Asian families are conservative.
Kamala Harris and the Democrats have a lot of work to do on that messaging on the border security. A lot of South Asian voters, between that and just economic issues and affordability, cost of living, inflation, and taxes, they're really concerned about that.
More than 1,000 rescue workers searched through mud and debris for a second day after multiple landslides set off torrential rains and killed at least 166 people in southern India.
Torrential rains triggered torrents of mud and water that swept through tea estates and villages. Kerala's chief secretary, V. Venu, says the situation continues to be very grave.
We have a situation where a large part of that region is still cut off, and we have not been able to establish secure access to that area. And although we have been in touch on the telephone with some people there, and there are reports that there are several casualties in that region, which remains cut off, and several people are injured.
Venu adds fire service personnel are making their way on foot to an area that remains cut off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Damian Troisi reports Boeing posts a $1 billion loss the same day it names a new CEO.
Boeing has a new CEO. The company said Wednesday that aerospace industry veteran Robert Kelly Ortberg will take over as CEO next week, replacing David Calhoun. Boeing is announcing the new CEO as it reports a loss of more than $1.4 billion in the second quarter. The loss was wider than Wall Street expected. Revenue also fell short of analysts' forecasts. It fell 15% during the quarter. Boeing's commercial airplanes business and its defense unit lost money. The disappointing results come at a tumultuous time for Boeing. The company agreed to plead guilty this month to a federal fraud charge in connection with its 737 MAX jetliner and two crashes that killed 346 people. Damian Troisi, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.